Was the jury foreperson in Trump Georgia investigation a witch? Here's her disturbing social media account. We already knew Emily Kors, the forewoman who led the Georgia grand jury investigation into President Trump and phone call to RINO Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, was a complete loon. Seriously, just listen to this interview. She's looks and sounds like a schoolgirl, even though she is a grown woman, at least in terms of age. Watch. The foreperson of Trump's Georgia grand jury says it would have been awesome to personally subpoena former president. Honestly, I wanted to subpoena Trump. It would be really cool. I thought that would be awesome. pic.twitter.com/janeitefibbed. The First, at The First and TV, February 22, 2023. We now may have an answer why she is such a loon. Kors is interested in witchcraft. Read also Dr. Peter McCullough on what goes into his healthy heart and muscle formula. https://t.co/rtr64f6rp0. L person fencing, at some one chick now, February 22, 2023. https://t.co/upbu727s2kpic.twitter.com/tl8evanloy. L person fencing, at some one chick now, February 22, 2023. Her Pinterest under, try again today, is littered with posts on healing herbs, witchy plants, and where to start Wiccan and witchcraft. Under the, magic, section, she has posts about potions, casting spells, and demonic circles. Finally, the, sacred science, section has parts on alchemy and Wiccan symbols. On the plus side, Kors might just be the ace in the hole President Trump's defense team needs in order to get a dismissal, especially in combination with her statement on how awesome it would be to subpoena Trump and bragging about how many people will be indicted. Let's hope the rule of law prevails in Georgia.